is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the wonderful Ariane.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Today, we are talking about some weird news stories involving Disney World. We've got some wonderful animal stories about an adorable dog and a pig.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to talk about Ms. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's not crazy. She's
I mean, story is about a lot of other crazy.
Other crazy, not her.
Not specifically her.
Yeah.
So our first story is about Disney World. And this story definitely caught my eye because I have recently gone to Disneyland, not specifically Disney World. Mm-hmm. But this one is talking about Disney World in Epcot, Florida. And it is about what you do with your loved ones after they pass.
Yeah.
Particularly the kind that loved Disney World.
Their ashes, not their whole corpses.
No, that'd be weird. That'd be weirder than how this is.
Yeah, unless it's like a Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
You never know. There's a lot of puppets
right
in there.
Ashes, to be ashes specific.
Yes. So apparently Disney World is one of the top places to spread ashes of a loved one.
Yeah. So who doesn't want to spend eternity at the happiest place on Earth?
The happiest place on Earth. Yep. Right. I mean, that's where you... Yeah, so a lot of people take their cremated ashes. And it's not just like people are dumping them in one place in the park. They could be spreading them around, yeah, you know? So you're in the park and you're like, oh yeah, Grandpa's over there.
Yeah.
And over there too. And yeah. Also in this flower bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Or over on that ride.
Yes. Yeah.
You never know.
And I did not know about this. It's not a secret, though.
Oh, yeah, no.
People are very aware of this.
Yeah.
And the custodial code for ashes is code HEPA, because when they call that on the, like, on the radio, they walkie-talkie, they have to get an ultrafine vacuum, or called the HEPA vacuum, to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wondering what some of those codes mean, that's what the HEPA code is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And according to some custodians, it happens about once a month.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
It's gross. It is illegal to do that, by the way, guys.
Yes, it is a misdemeanor. Do not spread the ashes of loved ones at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I know they probably loved Disney World, I guess.
Right.
But
put something in the urn or next to it or whatever. Don't
right
leave
put like
them
some
there.
Mickey ears on the urn.
Yeah.
You know. You don't need to put it in Disneyland.
Yeah, especially if you get caught, because then they suck your loved one into a vacuum, and
yeah,
then you probably just ends up at the dump, and you don't want your loved one in a vacuum.
Right.
Or at the dump.
Right.
So understand that if you get caught.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So please be careful. Although this story that I was reading specifically said that most people they talked to didn't believe that they had been caught. So
yeah,
like they didn't think that custodians caught them. So, which scares me, because that probably means it happens more than we know of.
Yeah.
If people are going out and not getting caught.
Right.
And it's not getting reported by custodians, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
And I think some of the reason that people love doing this is because of all of the happy memories, you know, of Disney World. As you said, it's the happiest place on Earth. And I think a lot of people, you know, like, if they're, you know, like saying like, oh, my father was always stressed or tired from work. But when we went to Disneyland,
yeah,
you know, he was happy and we would go on these rides or see these characters.
Exactly.
And so I think it holds a lot of like close, like fond family memories for people.
Sure.
And some people are also saying like, you know, like after the passing of a loved one, maybe you go to a cemetery or you have an urn. But other people are saying, I go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Because that's where my loved one is.
Right.
Which, you know, is obviously more joyful.
Yeah.
Than a cemetery.
Yeah. And I read another article about it. I don't know if it's the same one that you have here, but it's how they smuggle the ashes in was kind of crazy. Oh,
yes.
So how some people smuggled them in were like in empty like lotion bottles or pill bottles or any way they could, because they're not about to carry like a large urn or anything like that. Yeah. So they like shoved the pill bottle or lotion bottle in the purse.
Right.
And then just, I don't know. Don't do that. Your loved one doesn't want to end up at the dump.
I also saw that in terms of smuggling it in, people would put it in like makeup compacts.
Yeah.
Or like someone, I feel like I read, someone said they'd just put it in a Ziploc baggie and hide it at the bottom of their bag.
Ugh.
And I also read, it was kind of sweet, I guess, but like sort of, it was about like someone, they brought ashes and they put it in like a bag. And before they spread it, they like took the bag with them around Disney World. So it was kind of like, we're taking this family member with us, you know, on one last ride.
Oh,
or okay. Like to go meet Mickey, you know.
So like, okay, would you have Mickey like hold the bag?
Well, it'd be like in all the pictures, it'd be someone carrying the bag like Mickey.
That's gross.
It's weird. Person who is Mickey probably doesn't want that.
Yeah. It's like, ew. It's your dead relative.
That's strange. So again, I'm sorry if you've done this. It's a misdemeanor. I don't think you should.
Right.
Also, apparently the Haunted Mansion is the number one place for ashes being spread.
Or left or whatever.
left. I don't want to say dumped, but being placed in Disneyland.
Yeah.
The ride is 49 years old.
Wow.
So I'm sure some of it has to do with a lot of memories from a lot of different people, you know, of going on that ride. Also because it's dark.
Okay. I've never been to Disneyland or Disney World.
Oh, really?
So what is, like, I don't understand. What's the Haunted Mansion?
It's like, I've never been on this particular ride, so I've never been to Disney World, but, I guess they have a Haunted Mansion in Disneyland too, but I have not been on that ride. But basically you're just going through a Haunted Mansion and there's like water involved, kind of like it might be on like in a boat, I think maybe.
Oh,
I'm so sorry
like
for Disney fans if I'm getting this wrong. But yeah, it's like dark inside and they're kind of like, there's like a projection of a ghost kind of. And
why would you want to leave your loved one in a Haunted Mansion?
I don't know.
I mean, if it was like a fairy tale castle, cool.
But I guess it's just like if some people really love the ride, you know, because it's like not supposed to be super scary.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like has good memories. Actually, a custodian is quoted saying the Haunted Mansion probably has so much human ashes in it that it's not even funny.
That's gross.
Which is gross. And I've heard that they've had to like drain like the water from it before.
Ew.
I feel like I'm getting this wrong. Is there water in the Haunted Mansion? Well, okay. Listeners, you tell me. Maybe I'm wrong. I've never been on it. But it is still the number one place to place ashes of a loved one.
Yeah.
It's dark. I'm sure it's, you know, there's not people watching you all the time.
Exactly.
And if you liked Disney World and you enjoyed that ride, then it would make sense.
Right.
So as we said before, it's prohibited. It's a misdemeanor. And like Disney really wants their parks to be as joyful as possible. So the company actually banned the word in memory of from being put on like commemorative bricks that were installed in 1994. So, you know, like if you buy a brick for grandpa and you're like, oh, in memory of grandpa, whoever, they don't want you to say in memory of because they don't want anything of the park to remind you of anything sad, like the passing of a family member.
Right.
So I could like see how Disney would really crack down on this. I mean, for multiple reasons, but also because I feel like that's definitely someone that is against what Mr. Disney would kind of want.
Right.
You know,
he wants to be happy. So just put your family member's name. Wouldn't it just be like their name? Like George,
like their
Weber
name
or something.
Or kind of like that. Some other creative way to say in memory of. Also, when employees have to clean up the ashes, they will typically shut down the ride due to technical difficulties, which I am saying in air quotes.
Yes.
And then employees will ride the rides searching for ashes. Ugh. And basically they'll just end up like vacuuming it up on rides. And then guests will usually get fast passes because of the delay.
Yeah.
Although some custodians said they've had false alarms, like funnel cake powder or something, you know, that they thought were ashes.
See, you're just ruining it for everybody else that's there that wants to ride the ride.
Yeah.
So we don't want to wait.
It's just probably a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Specifically
custodians, because they're the ones cleaning that up. I would not want it. I don't know if I would be really terrified, but like kind of grossed out to be cleaning up somebody else's old ashes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I feel bad because you probably have to clean up a lot already.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably throw up. You're at Disneyland. There are rides.
Yeah.
You know, and other messes.
Right.
So ashes is just.
But someone's
the cherry
remains.
On top.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, come on.
Ugh. No, don't do that. Also, apparently, some employees said they got in trouble for calling the cleanup code grandma. Which I'm so, oh, that's funny, but I'm so sorry for your loved ones. Because that just means, like, your grandma's being vacuumed up.
Code grandma. Yeah. It's so sad.
I know.
I would think, like, somebody's grandmother is lost.
Right. Like, just, like, wandered off
yeah,
in a ride.
Exactly. This one has dementia or something.
She just
and
got
she just
lost in her,
off.
Like, haunted
yeah,
house.
Yeah, some old woman.
Oh, yeah. I know also a lot of people have also placed ashes in, like, It's a Small World, you know, because it's also an old ride, so there's lots of memories there.
Yeah.
And some people have said, like, there was one story in this article about a woman who, like, would put, like, handfuls in different places. Like, she just, like, ran across the lawn in front of the castle and, like, just kind of spread them out.
Oh, wow.
So they're really out there.
Yeah. You see real ghosts at the Haunted Mansion? It's probably
you
people's
know.
Loved ones.
You know why. Yeah. Because that's where they're left
really
to haunt.
Haunted, for real.
So, yeah, I just...
Wow.
I'm just going to say, please don't.
Yeah.
If you want to, I guess I can't stop you. Right. I know I can't stop you.
Right. We're just over the radios.
Just, be careful. Think about others around
right.
you.
Right. And think about
and
your loved one. Because right. they don't want to end up in, like, the trash.
Right.
Or anything like that.
Yeah. So just be careful.
Yes.
And we hope that you all have a wonderful time when you visit Disney World.
Right.
And not have think fun. About the ashes of loved ones spread throughout the park.
I know.
Also, I said Disney World because this story is specifically about Disney World, but I'm also sure that Disneyland
oh, yeah.
has a similar
I
situation.
Bet they do, of course.
And for all of the Disney fans, I'm sorry if I misrepresented the Haunted Mansion.
Right. Sorry.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about weird news.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. Our next story is talking about Ms. Taylor Swift. So, maybe you think Taylor Swift is crazy. I'm not trying to argue with you about that point. but this is about a crazy fan. And this fan, his name is Russell Greer, and he is in love with Taylor Swift. Or at least he was. He is an ex-Mormon, and he has used his paralegal training that he gained at the Latter-day Saints Business College to essentially sue Taylor Swift for affection.
What? Yep. Nothing says I love you like I want to sue you.
Yep. That's basically what he's hoping for.
What a weirdo.
Yeah. So, kind of what happened is Russell Greer wrote a song for Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And he sent it to her. And Greer believes that not only does he deserve Taylor Swift's attention, he has a legal right to it. His argument that is underlying the Greer versus Swift case is kind of like this. He's saying that by responding to the gifts of other and other gestures made by other fans, Taylor Swift has created an expectation that she would accept and appreciate gifts like this. Okay. When Greer recorded a love song for Taylor Swift and it was turned away by Swift's agents on her behalf, Swift became guilty of creating a false representation.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's his, that's what he's saying.
False representation legal. Because she didn't respond.
Because she did not accept his gift.
And she accepts other people's gifts.
Right. So, and I don't even think it really made it to her. I think it was just intercepted by other people who work for her before she got to it.
I'm sorry. I don't feel like that's legit for him.
Nope. I don't think so. So related to Greer's point, so one of the reasons he has this legal argument is he has a lot of evidence of other fan gifts.
So?
Yeah. I don't know. One of his points is in 2015, a pair of preteen Swift fans folded a bunch of paper cranes. They folded 1,989 cranes in honor of Swift's mother, who was suffering from cancer.
Oh,
and sweet. Swift accepted the cranes. So Greer is kind of saying, like, why shouldn't she be expected to accept a love song written for her if she's, receiving all these gifts, especially a gift that's for her mother, and this song is for her specifically.
Yeah, well, they're preteen girls.
And it's cranes?
Yeah.
For your mother.
They're not, what's the word?
Like middle-aged men?
No. yeah, that too, but professing their love to her.
Yeah.
They're doing something in honor of her mom.
Yeah, it's a different level.
Well, Greer.
Yeah. Greer's song is I Get You, Taylor Swift. It was produced through... it was produced through Tunedly, which is previously known as Songcat, and it is a New York company that sets songwriters up with studio musicians, singers, and engineers. Also, if you want to listen to the song, it can be found online for free.
For free.
Okay. Its lyrics are like a mix of song and album titles from Taylor Swift's repertoire. Such as Can't Imagine Being 15 and Waiting for Romeo on That White Horse, Making You Believe It Was a Love Story, things like that, which is basically him just saying her songs and lines and albums.
To her.
To her, in a song format.
Oh my gosh, sir, there's something wrong with you. There's a lot of things.
Has also blamed the song production company for the failure of his song to go platinum.
Oh my goodness.
So, I just want to say, I feel like we can pretty correctly say that this man is a stalker.
Yeah.
And if you're a stalker, you probably have some other issues going on.
There's a reason why they, you know, denied it on her behalf.
Yeah. Also, so Greer has written a book in 2017. It is self-published autobiography/manifesto called Why I Sued Taylor Swift and How I Became Falsely Known as Frivolous, Litigious, and Crazy.
You are crazy. What?
You can buy it on Amazon for $7. In paperback.
Oh,
it even includes comics that were illustrated in honor for the book.
Did he illustrate it himself?
I don't think he did. I'm not sure. But yeah, he just feels really sad about it. Also, something of note is that Greer suffers from Mobius syndrome, which is a disorder that prevents him from moving his eyes from side to side and closing his mouth or changing his facial expressions. So it is a physical disorder.
Okay.
So it changes the way that his face looks.
Right.
So I think that I think he says people view him differently because of that.
Right.
And judge him preeminently before they know him.
Dang, sorry. Over here, like, full judgment guy.
Judging before we know him. But I want to say this is a physical condition. It's not a mental condition.
Right.
So I would like to believe, I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and someone could call me out on it.
Yeah.
But I like to believe that means that this is someone that isn't affecting his judgment of things.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a rare condition. It's also sort of like part of what Greer has based his identity on, kind of like as someone who is disabled but inspiring others by overcoming his impairments.
Right, okay.
So, it's just like he sees himself as like a potential motivational speaker and someone who can inspire others, which, you know, sure, that's fine, you know?
That's a question.
Yeah.
Why is he an ex-Mormon?
I don't know. Said that. I think he's pretty prominent on social media. Like, he's posted a lot.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that's just one of the things he said. It didn't... What I read, I did not see specifically why he's an ex-Mormon, but he went to a Mormon-related school.
Right.
So I think that's just like one of the points about his education.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay, so he can't move his eyes side to side, but can he move them up and down?
I guess so.
She's like looking super confused right now, guys.
I mean, I guess so. I don't know.
I've never even heard of this.
No, it's
syndrome.
A pretty rare condition, so I'm not sure. I mean, maybe he can. I would assume you have. I don't know.
I'm gonna have to go look this up because I've never heard of this syndrome, and if it's that rare, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Also, so I would like to mention. Weighing in on this article was a professor, Dr. Dale Hartley.
Okay.
And he has looked into Greer's actions, and he would classify that as stalking. But he would say typically with stalking, there can be malicious intent. And he's saying he doesn't see that Greer has malicious intent.
Okay.
Or that he means to
harm her.
Uh-huh. I would say, though, in counter to that point, I have read some quotes by him. And so he used to be in love with Taylor Swift. I feel like
anymore.
After all of this that's gone on for years, I'm sure, and his heart being broken, he no longer does.
Okay.
And I think I did read a post that was pretty bad by him. I don't know what word for word, so I feel like I can't quote it.
Was he like bashing her?
He was kind of bashing her, was wishing her ill will.
Oh.
Not like he was going to go do anything to her.
Right.
But he was wishing her not well.
Yeah. That's kind of evil.
I don't think that's good.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Also, on Instagram, he has declared his love to other various women, and he's been ignored. And
famous women?
I'm not sure.
Or like celebrity status like Taylor Swift?
I don't know. I just know that he's done it to other women on social media. And I feel like often when he is ignored, he kind of like views that he is a target of prejudice.
Oh my goodness.
Kind of maybe related to being like disabled or things like that. And I think that just makes it more negative on himself, and it just kind of doesn't improve the situation.
He needs to stop
it. He does.
Oh my gosh. What if some girl went and professed her love to him and he turned her away and she did the exact same thing? I'm sure he would not feel very happy about it.
No. No, definitely not.
Come on, Greer. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't support.
Now I still have full judgment. I am not sorry.
Yeah, also in one of his cartoons in his book, it shows like Taylor Swift like stabbing him in the back, like as an expression of how he feels.
She's never even met this man. What?
Yeah.
He has some issues. Definitely
yes.
Some issues.
I would say.
There's no judgment on his physical disabilities, but definitely your mental.
Right.
There has to be something wrong with him mentally.
Right. No, for sure. And I feel like, the professor that I mentioned earlier, Dr. Dale Hartley, I believe he has shown interest in that, and he has like spoken about some of it on social media. There is also another lawyer, Nick Racchetta, and he has also looked into this as a lawyer. It's of interest to him, and he has like a podcast, YouTube type blog where he talks about like legal issues, and he has brought up this case before, and he has an interest in it, and he believes that what would be best for Taylor Swift would be to file a restraining order or multiple against Greer.
Right.
And he kind of feels like this man, Greer has some issues to work out.
I feel like we all think that.
Yeah, I think we all think about that. But on the other hand, he wants Greer to continue being as public as possible.
Right.
Because that means that as he's continuously public and in the public eye, he's not hurting anyone.
Right.
So he kind of just like is, I guess, really warning Taylor Swift about the situation and hoping that
the seriousness it could be.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I really feel like this Greer guy has some mental issues and he needs professional help in the best way possible. I mean, if you're doing things like this, I feel like if you had like professional help, it would benefit you.
I agree. Also, in terms of legality, Greer can just keep suing Taylor Swift over and over again because like the legal system defends the right to sue.
Oh, gosh.
So he could just keep doing it. But it's also possible that if he keeps doing that, he will annoy the courts where they try and make it more difficult for him to do it again.
Or she could just counter sue to where he maybe won't have the option.
I guess she could also take more aggressive legal action as well. Yeah, I don't know in terms of the law how that would work if she could block him suing her. I'm not sure. But it definitely feels like he's someone who was hurt and is trying to sue her, and basically in hoping that she will notice him.
Yeah.
And a lot of stalkers have done this in the past. Like, they'll do really crazy things for
whatever it takes,
whoever it is to notice them.
Yeah.
So, I denounce that. Please don't do that.
Right.
You should stop. If anyone's thinking about stalking anyone, please don't
do that either. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. They will find you. You will find each other, hopefully, but don't stalk people. Cause
stalking
that's
is never
creepy.
Good. Also, no one's ever like, man, he just followed me home so many times. I just finally fell for him. No one ever thinks that.
It doesn't. They think you're a creepy weirdo.
Right.
If you're a guy or a girl.
Right. No guy's ever like, man, this girl just stalked me so much.
Right.
And I just loved it.
I think I love her.
No. Yeah, that doesn't happen. So, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. I wish him the best on his social media.
Yeah. Because I hope the...
I mean, does he have a lot of followers and stuff like
that? I think... I'm not sure, actually. I feel like he has to have enough to get people to notice this case.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Stop bugging Taylor Swift. She has so many other people she wants to be with. Like, what's his name?
Many of them.
Yeah, many, all of their names. Not yours, Greer. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. So we wish you the best.
Yeah.
And we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about weird news.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. To end our show today, we are talking about some cute stories. The first one is about an escaped pig who was lured home with Doritos. They don't specify, though, if it's Cool Ranch or nacho cheese.
Oh.
So I don't know what his preference is. But he loves Doritos. What happened is that the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department had a call about a pig that was on the loose on Saturday, and it's running around a residential neighborhood, and they were called to come check it out. One of the people who called actually referred to the pig as the size of a mini horse.
Aww.
It was a big pig. I did see some pictures. Very large. And I wouldn't say... I don't know if he was necessarily, like, running amok. He was just, like, walking around in the street. Oh. And this was in the Highland area. And he just looked like he was having a good time.
Nice.
So the responding deputies, Shelley Ponce and Ashley Berg, were apparently familiar with the pig who had escaped before.
Well, and okay. He just doesn't like being cooped up
He doesn't. That. He doesn't. He needs to wander around, stretch his legs, you know? And because they had seen him before, they knew what house he belonged to.
Oh, okay.
So they were hoping that they could lure him back. And they weren't exactly sure how to, like, you know, physically maneuver him back. Like, they,
pigs
like,
are
he was
large.
Big. He was very
heavy,
big.
Too.
And they're heavy and they're stubborn.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to, like, push him around.
Right.
You know? I mean, I'm sure that would also cause a scene. Right. And you don't want an angry pig.
Exactly.
So the deputies, one of them took out a bag of Doritos from her lunch. And then they just started, like, trying to lead him back to his house.
Okay.
So they would, like, feed him. No, they would, like, feed him a Dorito, and then he would like it. And then they would hold out more.
Oh, okay.
And he would just follow them with the Doritos. Which
are
I was
Doritos
thinking,
healthy for pigs?
You know, I don't...
I mean, they eat, like, that mush stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that's, like, blended junk.
I mean, also, I don't think Doritos are super healthy for us, so I'm not really sure they're very healthy for pigs.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just a little treat. Yeah, you know, okay. Not all the time. Yeah. Pigs should probably stay off of Doritos all the time. Yeah, you know, it's a lot of sodium.
They're going to get hooked on Doritos,
poor pig. Yeah, exactly. Next, there's going to be Mountain Dew and all that. I know. And you need to be careful.
Oh, gosh.
So they led him back with the Doritos. He was very happy to follow them. And there's actually an Instagram video from the officer of her leading the pig back home.
Oh. Is, like, the gate broken or something? Why does he keep escaping?
I don't know. I didn't see that. But the pig looked pretty happy to follow the Doritos, you know?
So, I like Doritos, too, little guys.
Oh, so. I do. So maybe it was just, like... Maybe he's like thinking, like, oh, next time I get out of here, there'll be some Doritos in my future.
Exactly.
Mix up the flavors, you know?
There you go.
Maybe he likes spicy. I don't know.
Was it Cooler Ranch or was it
nacho? Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe they even did, like, the sweet chili one.
Oh, I know.
I don't know. But now I just want Doritos.
I know, right? It's something crunchy.
Darn it. Yeah, exactly. We need snacks in here. Why don't we have any snacks?
Because we have a lot of computer equipment.
That would also be, like, really loud on the
mic.
I know,
just crunching. We're, like, crunching on food, talking to people here.
I think the mic would be gross.
We can't share with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. That would just be, like, us, like, being sponsored by, like, Doritos or something.
I know, right?
To make people want to eat them.
Which this is not a, like, plug for them.
I'm just saying, though, if Doritos really wants good. To sponsor us,
I know,
they
help
totally
us out.
Totally send
Call
some
me.
Bags over. GSMC podcast.
Right. Podcast network, thank you.
Our last story is about a dog in Oklahoma City.
So cute.
This is really cute. The owner the owner found out that her dog was escaping at night to go outside of a McDonald's and look like a stray.
Yes.
So that people would feed the dog McDonald's.
Yes. This is hilarious.
It's so cute. So apparently she found out that the dog was escaping at night, and she like followed her dog to see what was up, and turns out that her dog was just, like, sitting outside looking kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like, and then she saw people drive by and throw out, like, scraps of burgers.
Yeah.
So she found out that's, like, what the dog was doing.
Yeah, she caught her dog, like, red-handed.
Yeah, and she has a picture of it, too.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I read another story of this, and she put the picture, like, once she found, like, followed her dog.
Oh, yeah.
And took a picture of it. She put it on her social media, and the what is it called?
The quote?
Yeah, under it, it said this. If you see my dog at the McDonald's on Shields, quit feeding her fat A-word, because... She don't know how to act and be leaving a house all the time just to walk to McDonald's at night. She's not even a stray. I was like, well, she calling out her own dog.
No, the dog's going to read that.
Yes.
Also, her dog's name is Princess,
yes,
which I think
so
is perfect.
Cute. So cute. And what kind of, she looks like, what kind of dog is it?
She looks like a mix, maybe like a pit bull mix,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, she looks like a pit bull. She's large, but
she's a big dog.
The picture is so cute. She's like sitting there in the dark, like looking at the drive-thru window.
You can tell she has practiced her sad face.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely begging for the hamburgers.
Yes.
She also said that she wants to take more control of her princess because she doesn't want her to get run over.
Yeah.
Which is very true.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, I guess she doesn't live that far from the McDonald's.
Yeah, it didn't say how.
Because the dog had to know how to get to McDonald's.
Yeah. But she's sneaks out every night. She was just like, she always sneaks out to go to the McDonald's. I'm like,
that it's like is a teenager so in your house.
I know.
Sneaking out to get food.
For food, exactly.
Oh, I know. So, cute dog, cute story. Princess, don't do that.
Yeah.
Maybe they should, you know, they could feed her some McDonald's once in a while at home, you know?
I know, she's hooked on McDonald's.
Yeah, she is. They're going to have to wean her off it now if she's going out every night.
Seriously, leave a burger out for her every night. Just like a plain, you know, hamburger.
Yeah, those late night snacks.
I know. Princess, stop.
They go right to your hips. Be careful.
I know. Your hips are the waistline. Yeah. It just doesn't do you any
good. You won't
good.
Be able to work it off, yeah. Really.
I mean, at least it's at night when the roads aren't super busy.
That's true. So, hopefully. Yeah. So be careful, Princess.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for joining, and we hope that you listen on our next Weird News podcast.